This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah project of the Torah Show, and I am Maimon Elbaz. I try to amuse people with Torah using pictures and cartoons. Today we're doing 767. It's from Seder Kodshim. And I thank you all for participating, especially Chaim Lax, for sponsoring this shiur in memory of his parents, Kalman ben Chaim and Shein Lobas Mamo Frimid Aleim HaShalom. You can find this Mishnah in Masechet Menachot, Perek Yud Gimel, Chapter 13, Mishnah 9. We're talking about someone who dedicated anonymous sacrifices to the Beit HaMikdash. It's a fascinating Mishnah, and let's go. Shor zeh ola, if a person says, I want to donate this cow as a sacrifice to be burnt on the Mizbeach, all burnt to Hashem. Now, the question, what happened was v'nistayiv. V'nistayiv really means it became tamei, but here it means, the Mishnah is talking about that it got a blemish. It got a mum. Once an animal gets a mum, you can't bring it as a korban anymore. It's sold, and they take the money, they can buy a different korban with it. So says the Mishnah, Imratza yavi b'dam av shnayim. So here was the case. A guy wanted to donate one, and somehow it got a blemish. So now he took the animal, he sold it, he got money. These are Israeli coins. And now the question is, can he buy two cows with that money, like two smaller cows, or does he have to buy one big one? So says the Mishnah, that's case number one. And the Mishnah says he could buy two cows. We're going to soon see that Rebbe, whenever it says Rebbe, it means Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, who edited the Mishnah. He's the one that compiled all the Mishnah. He's going to say, I don't agree. L'chatchila, you have to buy one. But if you buy two, it's okay. New case. Shnei shevarim elu olav nistavu. Emratza yavi b'dmeyam echad. This case was, he really donated two. And then somehow they got a blemish. They got a in their body, like a damaged. Maybe they got cut or something. So now they can't be brought as a korban. So he has to sell them. Can he take the money and buy one? So Tana Kama holds yes. And Rabbi Yehuda again is going to, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is going to say, Oser. Rabbi Oser, l'chatchila, you should buy two, not one. Says the Mishnah, new case. Let's say a guy had a ram. This is a ram. So now it got tame, which means it became, it got a mum. So he can't bring the ram as a korban. So now he sells it. The money as kedushas dam of an ola, can he bring instead a sheep? That was the case of the Mishnah. Or the Mishnah has a case where he wanted to donate a sheep, and it became a blemish. Can he buy a ram? So let's see what the Mishnah says. According to the Tanna Kamma, he could. By the way, Tanna Kamma is Rabbi Meir, and today is the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir. Ma'amashah Pesach Sheni. Please pray for us. Keves that olav nistayv. Let's say he has a sheep and he says, I want this to be a sacrifice in Ola. And then it became tummy, it became a mum, it got blemished. Imratza yavi b'dam of ra'il. If he wants, he could bring with its value a ram, which is bigger than a sheep. Rabbi says, l'chatchila, you should buy the same animal that was donated. Ends the Mishnah. Ha'omer, if someone says, Echad mikvasai hekdesh, I want to donate one of my sheep. V'echad mishvarai hekdesh, and one of my oxen. So what do you do? So ha'ilo shnayim, if he had two, when he said that, agadol shaben hekdesh, we'll say that he donated with a good eye, an ayin tova, and the larger animal is the one that's sanctified for the Beit HaMikdash. Shlosha, what if he had three oxen or three sheep? And he said, I want to donate one. So Abeinu Nisha Ben Hekdesh. Simply said, it means the middle one should be Hekdesh. There's an explanation that really the largest one and the middle one will be Hekdesh. He will leave them to graze. And if the middle one gets a mum, then he'll give the larger one. No, I'm sorry. If the larger one gets a mum, then he could take the, then he can give the second one instead. Okay, Pirashti V'enu Dema Pirashti. The Mishnah concludes, it ends. What if I said, I want to donate from my field some animals? Vinu Dema Pirashti, I don't remember exactly. Osh Amar, Amarli Abba Vinu Dema. Or let's say, I wanted to donate from my field an animal, or my father told me he's donating one. And now he's not here. Maybe he died. Which one do I give? Says the Mishnah, Godol Sheben Ekdesh, the larger one, you can assume that your father wanted to give the larger animal to the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, in the case where you don't remember which one you gave or you don't remember what the father said, just give the larger one. And since everyone was sitting so perfectly during the session, I don't know who's going to get it. So what we're going to do is give out raffle tickets. And Hashem will pick the winner. This should be a zchus for my father in Gan Eden. And anyone who wants to dedicate a Mishnah, please do so. Tizku le-Mishnayot.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.